Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Provided the public health trends continue, effective May 29th, the gathering limit will be increased to 200 people indoors and 250 people outdoors.
Vacations together, movies together, dinner together.
Getting together with friends, going to the park for a picnic without needing to mask up.
If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
And you got to keep on keeping on. Life's a garden, dig it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The point is that we have to find a way to hold officers accountable so they will stop shooting people. You know, for example, we need to spend a lot more time, resources, and emphasis on de-escalation training.
I've said it before. If you hate cops just because they're cops, then feel free to call a criminal, call a meth head.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I guess I'm supposed to be happy, you know, that the mask mandate is going to come to an end in Massachusetts, and it's coming to an end nationally. And Charlie Parker had to, of course, to wait until he got the okay from his masters, Dementia Joe Biden and St. Anthony Fauci, before he could reduce the mask restrictions in Massachusetts. But today is, what, the 27th? There are about 10, 11 people dying a day on average in Massachusetts. I dare say there are more people dying in Massachusetts of heart disease, cancer, maybe even diabetes, perhaps fentanyl overdoses than COVID. Why can't everybody just rip off their masks today? I understand a lot of people already have ripped off their masks, but this at least gives you more ammo to flaunt it at a Karen. But still, I mean, what is the whole point here? It's four pages of instructions here from the governor here, and it has to. How about this? Effective Monday, May 10th, singing will be permitted indoors. With strict distance, not till May 10th, you can still be struck down dead for the next 13 days if you try to sing indoors. Oh, I'm trying to think of a song to sing, but I don't want to risk my life. Singing will be permitted indoors with strict distancing requirements at performance venues, restaurants, event venues, and other businesses. What is the difference between a performance venue and an event venue, by the way? I've never really understood a lot of the stuff that they put in these releases. Effective May 29th. Now, that is 32 days away. 32 days away. Subject to public health and vaccination data, gathering limits will increase to 200 people indoors and 250 people outdoors for event venues, public settings, and private settings. Now, what is the difference between an event venue and a public setting? Can someone tell me that? Beer bars, beer gardens, breweries, wineries, and distilleries will be subject to restaurant rules with seated service only. So you can't stand and have a drink at a bar because COVID will strike you down, pal. If you're standing at a bar, forget about it. You're going to die, man. You sit down, no problem. No problem. A 90-minute limit. And most importantly of all, no dance floors, okay? No dancing. Dancing is ist verboten in the Fourth Reich. 844-500-4242 781 says, I never understood why people are so excited about the outdoor mask mandate being lifted. I never knew there was one. I've never worn a mask outdoors. Is this really a city thing? I live in Duxbury and never heard of it. This guy's making it up. Duxbury is full of Karens. It's one of those rich communities here. So, okay, so you can't dance. COVID will run amok if you try to dance until August 1st. then COVID's out the door. I would like to get, I'm going to file a Freedom of Information Act request with the state of Massachusetts. I want to get the negotiations. I want to get transcripts of the negotiations between COVID, the virus, and the state to see how they set up these dates, these very flexible dates.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
Duxbury guy is definitely full of it. I was in Duxbury this weekend, and everyone was outside wearing masks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. You can just go down. The higher, with very, very few exceptions, maybe no exceptions, the higher income level of a community, the more Karens they're going to be in that community, and the more terror is going to be abroad. Everybody will be expected to wear a mask. Weston, Dover, Wellesley, even. People wear masks. They're afraid. They don't believe in God, but they believe in quote unquote science, which is actually science fiction. So here you go. So Biden today announces that they're going to take, and again, this is related because Charlie Parker is the ultimate front runner. He has absolutely no stones as the governor of Massachusetts. He has to wait until he has cover to act. I mean, you know, if you look at this thing closely, this list of reopenings, I mean, it's clear they know this is a disaster. They overreacted. There was no need for any of this, there was need for very, very little of this. But this is a smokescreen. You remember, if you're old enough, you remember Nixon talking about peace with honor in Vietnam. We're going to have peace with honor. That's what John Kerry always used to say. You know, how would you like to be the last man to die for a mistake? How would you like to be the last restaurant to have to shut down for a mistake? You know, because this is what this whole thing is. They could open everything up today. They could have opened everything up a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And they don't want to do that.
Well,
because,
Howie,
yes.
In New Bedford, the Portuguese Feast, one of the largest events in the state, they canceled earlier this week before this announcement came out. It's held completely outdoors. It's a wide open air event, and they can't. It's being held, well, usually held the first weekend in August,
yeah.
And they canceled.
Well, so they should uncancel then, shouldn't they?
I don't think they can.
Really?
That's a big. They spend all year planning that event, and it's probably they were probably at the point of no return. Unfortunately, the point of no return was just a few days shy of this announcement.
Well, that's really a shame.
Yeah, that's Charlie Parker's favorite event in New Bedford, he said last year.
Yeah, well, that's another lie, I would say. So,
aside from any fishermen's meetings he goes to.
Right, or some of his friends who tell him that we thought you were stupid, but then we were struck down. We tried to stand up and have a drink at a bar rather than take the advice to sit down. And then I love a lot of this stuff. You have to, if you want to do something, you want to open something, you have to submit a plan to the Department of Public Health. How many times do we have to go over it? The Department of Public Health, is this the same Department of Public Health that admitted falsifying 65,000 criminal drug lab tests? Is this the same Department of Public Health that oversaw the Holyoke Soldiers Home where 76 elderly veterans died? Is this the same Department of Public Health that didn't bother to regulate the New England compounding pharmacy in Framingham, and they sent out poisoned compounds and killed another 60 people?
Sorry.
But now, oh, if you want to open, you have to go to the Department of Public Health. Here it is. The Commonwealth, this is the May 10th ruling, because there's the April 30th, there's the May 10th, there's the May 29th, and then there's the August 1st. The Commonwealth will reopen some outdoor Phase 4 Step 2 industries, including amusement parks, theme parks, and outdoor water parks that will be permitted. They will be permitted to operate at 50% capacity after submitting safety plans to, you guessed it, the Department of Public Health. the Department of Public Health. 844-500-4242. Hey, if Grace is still there, Deluxeberry has responded, I'm not full of it. I'm out every day, walking my dog, walking outdoors, walking on the beach, in parking lots before going into a store. No one wears a mask outside, and I'm not a guy, by the way. Yeah. What?
How dare you?
Oh, my goodness. 844-500-4242. We'll play some of the Biden cuts when we come back. He's totally non-compos mentis, and maybe Taylor has been listening to the Baker cuts. Maybe we can play some of the more outrageous Baker cuts. We'll talk more about the Baker cuts during the local hour, but I wanted to just sort of mention that they are starting to relax things. Do you think they're polling this? I think they're polling it. Yeah, they have to be. They don't want to give this up. I mean, this is just too good of a gag to be running, you know? They have enjoyed this so much. There's no way. And if this were still accepted by a majority of the people, I don't care what the polls, the ABC, Washington Post polls say. I'm talking about real polls, talking to real people, not run by Democrats, but run by people who know how to sample public opinion. All right, we'll be back, and we'll play some cuts and open up the lines for some comments. You may have just received a special email from me. Eden Pure has brought back the 3-pack for this week only. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200.
I've always said this about the Thunderstorm, Howie. If you buy one, you're going to want another one. If you buy two, you're going to want another one. Because they work so great, they prove themselves to be one of the best products Eden Pure has ever put out. They freshen the air, they completely deodorize the air, and they completely get rid of any allergens that may be lingering in your household. It's a win-win-win.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the best products we've ever sold on this show. You need one for your basement, one for the first floor, and one for the second floor. You get them all in one purchase for under $200. Our allergy season is here and is not ending anytime soon. If you suffer from all the pollen, then you need the Thunderstorm. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPure.com, click the radio banner, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 on their special 3-pack. EdenPure.com radio banner, code word Howie3. The 3-pack special is for this week only. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. It's a brand new product and it's great. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you vote for in the California governor's special election, Gavin Newsom or Caitlyn Jenner?
Now, I know there's going to be a million candidates and all that, but it should boil down to just a couple of them as time goes on. And I don't know who the other ones are going to be, but if it came down to those two, it's a hypothetical question. I would vote for Caitlyn Jenner.
My question would be, what would happen if I wrote in Bruce Jenner?
You would be canceled.
Would Caitlyn get that vote?
That is a very good question.
90% say Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. Sometimes you are given an opportunity to kick the, pardon the expression, ass of the ruling class. A vote against Gavin Newsom in California in a recall election is a way to kick the ass of the ruling class. and you just have to go with this, whoever the strongest person is to take him out, you know? They don't call him Gavin Gruesome for nothing, do they? 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 774, I only wear a mask in stores. It goes on as I enter. As soon as I'm out the door, off it comes. I've never worn the stupid, dirty old thing outdoors. I could say the same thing, 774.
I really only wear it in the store to get past the greeter slash Nazi that's checking to make sure everybody is wearing masks. Once I get past him, it comes down below my chin.
Yeah, I think that the Karens are still going to be angry. I'm sure when I get back to Wellesley, when I'm walking on the path next to my place, I'm still going to run into Karens who are going to give me the dirty look. But I, you know what? I'm social distanced, and I'm going to go with the 3 foot social distancing too. Saint Anthony has said that 3 feet is the key now, not 6 feet. So I'm cool. This is even less reason. And not that I ever wore the mask on the path to begin with, but now I have even less reason to do so. But you should see the anger and the outrage on the message boards of especially the Boston Globe. I can't believe they're doing. People are going to die. Oh my God! People should stay in their basements forever. Don't you understand? It's just amazing. Doesn't it usually take a religion? If you study the history of religions, it takes generations for a religion to take over. In most places, this religion has kidnapped the minds of 40 to 50% of the American public in a year, and now they're going to have to be deprogrammed, and they want to fight. They want to burn everybody else at the stake. They don't like you if you don't agree. So Baker's press conference today, Taylor, you listened to it. I just listened to a couple of those cuts. Do you get the feeling that he's very wistful and sad that he's had to relax?
Yeah, he was not a joyful governor at this press conference. And I noticed that they did leave in the caveat that after August 1st, the masks are still going to be required indoors. So they're really holding on to that last bastion of power.
Yes. And Charlie Parker, though, wants you to know that he did save the day. I just want you to know that. And that's what it has to do with indoor mask mandates. Other people think that his stewardship of the state was a fiasco. Third highest death rate, first highest unemployment rate, almost 10,000 dead in nursing homes until they decided to fudge the numbers. But by his own accounting, he saved Massachusetts, cut 15.
I can tell you this, that at this point in time, we believe the vast majority of the rules that are in place with respect to masks indoors have had a lot to do with helping us manage case counts and hospitalizations, and they've been a good thing.
We're the third highest death rate in the country because I've done such a great job. Such a great job. And here he's still. Now, again, this is a week after they went from 9,000 recorded deaths in nursing homes to 5,500 deaths in nursing homes overnight. Snap of a finger like that. They fudged the data. They made up new data. But now he says that we can only lift the indoor mask mandates when we follow. Well, listen, cut 14.
I think the biggest question around, well, first of all, I mean, I think everybody at this point agrees that outdoor is different than indoor. And there have been a number of studies done to validate that. I think the question with respect to indoor around masks is going to be a function of both the public health data, vaccination rates, and the ongoing research that is continually occurring with respect to issues around safety and protocols.
Safety and protocols, and regimes. And who's giving me money and pay-to-play Polito money to get opened up? I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Try not to let what I'm about to tell you destroy your faith in the integrity of the Obama administration. Story just posted on the New York Post website. A former education advisor to the Obama administration was arrested this morning for allegedly swiping more than $200,000 from a charter school network he founded. Seth Andrew, 42, who founded Democracy Prep, not Republican Prep, Democracy Prep, in 2005, embezzled the $218,000 to secure a lower interest rate on a multi-million dollar Manhattan apartment in 2019. I'm sure that there were extenuating circumstances that we'll find out about later on.
He worked in the Office of Educational Technology.
I love stories like this. Okay, so Grace is here with Grace's News.
I am here, Howie. I want to talk a little bit because we're talking a lot about Charlie Baker and the masks and all of that good stuff. But did you see the story about the pregnancy that they had? The CDC had put out something about women who are pregnant that they're recommended to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And now they have reversed. And you know who was...
Wait a second. The CDC has reversed its... mandates.
Specifically,
next
Rochelle.
Thing you know, you're going to be telling me that they said there were you didn't have to wear one mask, but then they said you had to wear one mask, then they said you had to wear two masks. Now they're saying you don't have to wear a mask outside. Next, Grace, if this becomes a trend, pretty soon they're going to say that, you know, you have to social distance at 6 feet, and then they're going to change their minds overnight and say it's 3 feet.
Oh, they actually said the 6 feet doesn't do anything. That came out today. By the way, and Howie, I'm sure you heard me say this earlier.
I thought it came out a couple of weeks ago, actually.
But where does Dr. Scott Atlas go to get his reputation back? They tried to make this guy out to be a complete nut, and it turns out everything he said, from masks to lockdowns to everything, was absolutely true.
I know. I don't you think that he knew all along that he was right? And everybody who was paying attention knew, or wasn't a partisan Democrat hack, knew that he was right.
Oh, yeah. And just by the examples he gave, you knew he was right. He was like, why are people biking with a mask on? Why are they walking around outside with masks on? This was months ago when the cult was running really strong. But the Center for Disease Control and Prevention walked back a statement its director made, its director being Dr. Rochelle Walensky, about the agency.
She's from Chestnut Hill, you know.
Yes. I'm sure they mask up there.
In the Boston suburbs.
It's does that fall more mask crazy than Duxbury or less? I'm gonna say more.
I don't know. It's a pick'em in Vegas.
Yes, exactly. About the agency's recommendations surrounding the COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy. Speaking at a White House COVID-19 briefing on Friday, Rochelle said that the CDC recommends that pregnant people receive the COVID-19 vaccine. And now on Monday, they said that, hold on, let me get to the.
How many times has she flip-flopped? There's been other ones, too. I mean, I concern myself more with Dr. Fauci, his evolutions. But she's had a few herself, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's had a ton. She was the one who predicted impending doom. But how?
That's right, impending doom. I forgot that, yes.
You made the comparison about, you know, switching from wearing masks to not wearing masks. But, I mean, we all kind of know that those things, it's not really going to make a difference. But if I'm a pregnant woman and I get the vaccine because they tell me to, and then 4 days later she comes out and says, never mind, and I already got the jab, I would be furious.
Hey, she's woke, Grace. You can't go up against Rochelle Woke Walensky.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Now, moving on to 2024, there's been a lot of rumors about people who are going to run. Ron DeSantis, former President Donald Trump, to name a few. But I have one that I'm not sure. I don't know how people are going to feel about this. Lincoln,
yes.
Project Liz, as Trump Jr. has called her, Liz Cheney, is not ruling out running for president.
You mean after she loses the Republican primary for the one House seat in Wyoming next year?
Yeah.
That's always a good jumping off point for a presidential campaign, losing a primary in your own party.
Well, it's like with Beto when he lost the Senate, and then
especially when you're an incumbent.
Yeah, and then your next move is I'm going to be president. But Howie, actually, speaking of, I know your poll question's tough, but I sent out a poll today on my Twitter for people. And I was flabbergasted at the responses. People were getting very upset with me. I said, you have to vote for one of these choices in 2024, okay? So you have to. Who do you choose? Paul Ryan, Liz Cheney, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie. And everybody was just responding back saying, why would you do this?
No, I know. I would. Grace, I wouldn't. If I'd seen that, I wouldn't have responded. I wouldn't have voted in that poll.
61% said Nikki Haley.
That's your male audience.
Yeah.
That's why they were voting for her. That's the only reason. But she's just as treacherous as the rest of them.
I agree. I totally agree. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE. I actually took it to the car wash this weekend in Duxbury, got it all shined up and beautiful. And it's a great car, and the process of getting it was fabulous. I love everyone at Toyota of Portsmouth. They have a welcoming staff and a huge, sparkling, clean showroom. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. It's always nice to get out of Massachusetts, and it's a great place to go. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Now, I wanted to read you this, Howie, because the mailroom manager had sent me a post earlier today, and it turns out that this stuff is going really viral. Restaurants are putting up signs on their doors where they say, basically, they're trying to get the message that the people we have working here are working very long shifts because no one wants to work, and we can't get anyone to come into the restaurants. So I'm going to read you one here that one of our listeners, Mark, sent me. Said every single restaurant owner I know is pulling their hair out trying to find help. No one has ever seen it like this before. Kitchen crews, bar, busing, servers, food runners. There is an overabundance of job openings right now, and those qualified to fill them are either sitting out collecting unemployment or they've left the biz altogether. Either way, as if restaurant owners haven't been through enough, now their restaurants are busy, but they can't find help. Bottom line, please be kind if you're going out this weekend. The people you encounter may be on their 14th day of a 12-hour shift. And a lot of people are saying, listen, we can't get anyone to come in and work.
Yeah, we talked about that. There was a big story in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. We talked about it yesterday on my show, and people were calling in saying the exact same thing. And they one guy said that he doesn't have a restaurant. He has, I think, a roofing business. And he said he runs around doing the jobs, and then he comes back. And he was 0-for-6 the other day. Six people made appointments to see him just because they needed something to put on their unemployment form so they could keep getting the big money. And then they just blew him off.
Yeah.
They set up the interviews, and then they don't show. I mean, that's got to be more frustrating than just not being able to find anybody.
I know it's crazy. And then I was listening today to I wasn't obviously watching MSNBC, but I stumbled across a clip, and there was some guy on one of their panels with Nicole Wallace, and he was trying to make the argument for vaccine passports because, you know, they haven't controlled us enough over the last couple months. Now they want us all to carry around these passports. And the guy was like, you know, a lot of these small businesses, they really need people to be able to just come in and like relax. And I was thinking to myself, now these limousine liberals are going to try to get vaccine passports through by pretending to care about the restaurants and the small businesses that they have ruined over the last year.
Yeah. Well, what about the vaccine pass? Do you need a vaccine passport to vote?
Jim Crow 2.0.
The thought just occurred to me.
Howie, you are Jim Eagle. I cannot believe you would even say that.
So you need a vaccine passport, according to these people, to go have dinner at your local restaurant, but you don't need a vaccine pass. You don't need a vaccine passport or a driver's license or any damn thing, not even a utility bill, to vote as many times as you want, as long as you're voting Democrat, I guess.
Yeah, get with it, brah. This is the new age. By the way, the New York Post has a story out. Kamala Harris talks migration crisis with Finland's president. The problem is more than 6,000 miles.
Is it reindeer that are migrating in Finland?
Well, they keep saying she wants to address the root causes of this issue. And I just keep thinking, he's right behind you. He's stumbling around the White House. Look no further. The problem is more than 6,000 miles and a great ocean away from him, but Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday asked Finland's president to help stem the flow of migrants from Central America to the U.S.-Mexico border. He must be like, I'll pass, thanks. We're good.
God.
It's absolute insanity, and she's not going to the border anytime soon. I think we're on day 35 where she hasn't visited the border. And but she hosted a virtual meeting with the Guatemala president, so that's good.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, none of this had to happen.
No, it was
this was totally preventable. It was fixed. The border was fixed, and they went in there and they broke it, just like energy independence, just like keeping Iran's nuclear ambitions bottled up.
Well, yeah, I was talking to a woman yesterday, Howie, and she said, you know, all of these federal employees like Fauci and just everyone, and whether it's, you know, federal employees or celebrities or whoever, she said, if they all went away tomorrow, we would all be fine. And then she thought about it again, and she said, actually, we'd all be better off. Like, things would probably run a lot more smoothly if we didn't have these people actively trying to destroy the country.
Right. And the thing about people like Fauci is, you know, even if he had benign intentions, which I don't think he does, if he's wrong, there's no consequences.
Right.
If you're a federal employee, you basically cannot be fired if you're a federal employee, even at the higher levels. You know, as long as you have the civil service protection, you're in the G class or whatever it is, G15 or whatever. And so there's no way they don't have to be right. They just have to be politically correct. That's all they care about.
My nanny used to say, all you have to do to not get fired from a job in the federal government is not kill someone on your shift.
Right.
Like right in front of everyone.
My favorite quote is from Thomas Jefferson. He said it, you know, more than 200 years ago now. He said, vacancies by death are few, by resignation, never. That sums it up. Whoever quit a federal job?
No, and you're absolutely right. And there's nothing, anything he says. And I keep telling people, I'm like, this is why they hate Ron DeSantis so much and they hate Texas and Florida, is because they kind of offer up this alternate universe of like how things could have gone if we had just used common sense. And I think it really bothers Dr. Fauci that all of these hypothetical crazy mm-hmm. things he says, we have a direct way of, you know, putting them against something. And we go, well, that's not happening. So why isn't what you're saying happening? And from what I've been seeing on his interviews, he's getting a little bit irritable. I think he knows that it's ending.
Yeah, well, we just played the Charlie Parker cuts from Boston.
And I heard that.
He seems like he's, you know, despondent that this is all ending. And you know, he has to go through this charade that we actually have to keep most of the states still shut down for another number of weeks or months until August to just sort of, you know, so he can save face.
Yeah.
And not admit that this was a catastrophe, a calamity that was totally unnecessary.
Yeah, and when you were playing the Charlie Parker sounds and you asked Taylor, like, does he sound kind of sad? Does he sound a little bummed out? And then you played them, I was thinking to myself, he sounded, you know, when he sounded a lot happier and you could almost do a side by side is when he was talking about the Butterballs.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought
gleeful.
The same thing.
He was gleeful. It was like, and we sent people out to weigh the turkeys.
Yeah.
He was so happy.
For those of you who are new listeners, at Thanksgiving, he was bragging about sending people out to the supermarkets to make sure that nobody bought big turkeys, i.e. so they weren't having large gatherings at Thanksgiving. That was how he was getting his jollies.
He would love if Biden actually started telling people, you know how Biden's recommendation is like one hamburger a month for each person to cut mm-hmm. back on red meat? Baker would love that. He'd be buying like measuring tools, knocking on your door. It's time for us to weigh your hamburger.
He's looking for the next big virus, Charlie Parker. Oh. So are they all. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher, which I'm not anymore, or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. I like classic rock. Taylor likes to listen to the old-style big band music.
Some 50s and 60s, you know, doo-wop, rockabilly. It's all good stuff, and it sounds terrific on the Raycons.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And you know, the thing is, you don't bother anybody else. Like, I'm sure that there are not too many rockabilly fans in the studio up in Boston, where I'll be soon. But Taylor can listen to his own music and not bother anybody, and you can listen to whatever you like and not bother anybody. And with Raycons, you get them for half the price of the other premium brands, and you don't have to worry about those lame wires dangling out of your ears. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part, Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Steven, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Howie. I don't know. You must be probably familiar with like the Great Barrington Declaration with those doctors, whatever, from Stanford.
Right. Yeah. Including Scott Atlas, I believe, who you know Grace was talking about earlier, who's now been proven right. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say exactly from the beginning, I felt strongly that these thousands of doctors made complete and total sense, and the media totally destroyed them because of the fact if this came to fruition like it is. There goes their power and control if there was ever implemented, and that was their biggest fear, I think, right from the beginning, and they're showing it's coming to fruition now.
Exactly. And you know, they said this couldn't happen. I read today, and I printed it out. It's an op-ed piece in the New York Times. They don't use the word op-ed anymore. How long will a vaccine really take? By a guy named Stuart A. Thompson. April 30th, 2020, almost exactly a year ago. Stephen, do you know what it says? The vaccine probably won't arrive anytime soon. Our record for developing an entirely new vaccine is at least 4 years, more time than the public or the economy can tolerate. And it goes on and it says they basically predict in this op-ed piece in the New York Times almost exactly a year ago that it's going to take until 2033 or 2034 to get vaccine by November 2033. That's what they predicted. In addition to lusting after the power to control the lives of people like us, Stephen, they also wanted to get Donald Trump out of the White House, and they figured this, by running scare stories like this one, that they were undercutting his favorable numbers. They got their wish, and now Joe Biden is president. Researchers might produce a viable vaccine in just 12 to 18 months, but that doesn't mean you're going to get it.